I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Running a little late this morning.
He's working out, kid.
Yeah. He's got a giant media blitz that he's got to get underway today. So 10 minutes, guys. Get Bubs on the phone in 10 minutes. We will be joined by Julian Bubs Edelman in 10 minutes. Texter wants to know if you and Donut Lassie have used the sex chair yet.
Bro, I don't even let him in that room. Remember that house we talked about that had like the dedicated S&M room, bondage room?
Please tell me
yes.
That at one point your mom has come over and unwittingly sat down in the sex chair, and then nobody told her what was going on.
No, she slid in.
That would be me. At my advanced age and in my physical condition, I would slide into the sex chair and then be unable to get out without assistance.
Well, you know how that would go, Hill Dog. You'd slide into the chair and it'd be like, wow.
Yeah, this is comfortable.
It is, actually.
All right, well.
To answer your question, my mother has never inadvertently come into the house and sat on it. More like, oh, that's kind of a weird... I mean, that doesn't really go in the room.
Here's a text from somebody who drunk ordered a microwave their sophomore year in college because they couldn't make microwave popcorn in the dorm kitchen, and then they were enraged at themselves the next morning. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's somebody whose sister went $80,000 in debt from drunk ordering.
Oh, my God.
Drunk shot.
That's tough. I mean, I have drunk ordered the 150 set of knives
on TV. Yeah.
And if you order in the next 14 minutes, right, we'll send you a second set for just $14.99.
This explains LB's adaptive technology to a T. His drunk shopping is done late night on television with a 1-800 number.
Exactly.
He was the OG, the OG drunk shopper before it was a thing. All right. Well, we've discussed the fact that Instagram says they are not listening to you, and those ads for the things that you are talking about just pop up by coincidence. Sure. It is 8:02. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
What? People are spotting sharks in the ocean?
Ah! On WAAF.
I think this texter is correct. 978 texter who says, Gregory, Jules is treating you like the ex who they just broke up with. They keep you on the hook and then they never actually make the plans. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Interview scheduled 7:50. Then it's 8.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Now it's 8:10.
Time creep.
7 minutes away.
Time creep.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Quick plug before we play your Hillmail voicemail messages for your last opportunity to participate in the great helicopter golf ball drop at the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which gets underway today at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club out in beautiful Hampden, Massachusetts. Would you say Hamden or Hampton?
Hamden.
I think it's Hamden.
Hamden, yeah.
So buy a golf ball, $20, and you could win $5,000 cash. Golf balls are all numbered, and they will be dropped from the helicopter onto a green. And if your ball is the one that comes closest to or goes into the hole from the helicopter drop, you win five large, as LB would say.
Yeah,
and it has to be the bottom ball.
It's got to be the first ball to go in. A bag of cash, $5,000. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to get your golf balls. And today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. You can reach out to them now to find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 8:27 a.m.
One would assume that Mike Hsu would know the difference between crocheting and knitting. Oh. Just saying.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. Don't pile yep. on the
oh, yeah.
guy.
I get it. Okay. All right.
Tuesday, 9:20 a.m.
I woke up this morning, smiled at the shining sun. Three little turds upon my doorstep.
End of message.
It's a reference to a story yesterday about a guy in, was it Florida? I'm guessing
yes,
it was Florida.
Yeah.
Who is doing his bathroom business in the driveways of others.
Tuesday, 2:09 p.m.
I heard Stiz and Danielle play a game called Dominations, but it's not the game you're playing, Greg.
End of message.
He always complains about it, but...
I'm surprised how many Dominations players there are out there. Now that I've mentioned that I am playing the game, I'm getting all kinds of tips from the experts.
Oh,
on,
you should start a chat room, Greg.
On building Hillandia. Well, I want to be able to join an alliance. I Ooh. Haven't. I'm not advanced enough yet to be able to join an alliance.
Okay,
but,
Dwight.
Do you get a uniform?
Gosh, you're going to be great. We're going to meet downtown on Boylston Street. Capital Grill.
LB, I don't know what your issue is with gamers. I mean, you've been all over the gamers, the gaming community today. I mean, They're just, I got a little extra time on my hands, so.
I think there's a lot more going on in the world than sitting on your couch or sitting in front of a computer. Or
I'm sorry, but this is
a
hilarious.
A 50-inch flat screen.
Hilarious.
What's hilarious?
What do you go home and do every day after work?
Danielle, I love that you have this perception that I just go home and sit in my house.
Because that's what you tell us you do,
Wendell.
That's
what you tell us.
Yeah.
I'm not just making this up in my head.
There are days that I go home and...
Don't wake up at all?
Well, no, to watch sports. If there's sports on, I go home and watch sports.
So how's that different than somebody actively gaming?
Do you have a motorcycle?
No.
What the frick does that matter?
Well, that's it, because I ride one everywhere.
Yeah, which is
with
terrifying for people on the road.
And we go and have lunch.
I thought you watched the doctors every day. You told me.
Yeah, I catch the docs.
And okay. Then he goes out.
You know, it's an hour long show. Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, Mr. Friday Night. Through Sunday, I'm locked into TV.
Oh, guy, I fully acknowledge watching the television and playing and being a gamer. I mean,
I'm not saying I don't go home.
Right.
I bet Annie wishes you wouldn't.
4:49 a.m.
Can we just stop with the freaking, I can't go to the beach at Cape Cod because we have sharks now. You've always had sharks, you freaking idiot. The only reason you know about it now is because of the internet.
End of message. 4:56 a.m.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm the only one that's noticed it, but ever since we had that most hated call bracket, the hated callers don't call anymore. I haven't heard from Jeff or any of those people in weeks. Kind of nice, Greg, isn't it?
End of message.
I don't want to say it, but Scott has not called since the Miss Bikini pageant. So.
But you know what?
That's a good thing.
I'm confused by that, though, because everyone had a pretty good experience with him, I felt. So I would think now, maybe he's just nervous. I don't know, but I would think now would be the time to check in.
Maybe he's taking a break. I don't know.
You know how we were all like, well, now that we've met Scott face-to-face, he's a pretty good guy.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking the opposite. Jeez, I met those guys face-to-face.
I can't stand those D-bags.
What a bunch of jerks. Yeah,
I think he got a girlfriend.
No.
I think he met a chick at the party.
Maybe he's dating Lucia, the winner of the Miss Bikini pageant.
Right? That would figure.
Maybe moving to Argentina?
Yeah, maybe Scott from... Well, she probably is going to get a green card from him or whatever, but
yes.
7:26 a.m.
Please ban the LB guy. Every time I hear, I want to switch the dial.
End of message.
Just a bad impression. I mean, just work on it.
5:47 a.m.
Talking about majors that are useless, being a history degree major and graduate over 20 years ago, I can totally agree that that's wrong. And, or actually, I should say correct, because I work for a surgeon with my history degree. So my average day goes, hey, yeah, you're going to have this type of anesthesia. And did you know that Hitler was ticklish?
End of message.
We were talking earlier about new information out today on the most useless college majors. And history was one of them.
Yes.
Now, I mean, if you're going to be a teacher or professor or something, it's excellent suggestion here from a 508 texter. Reason why Scott has not called, also from a 781 texter, is because his phone got wet when Kayla Cummings threw him in the pool.
Whoops.
And hasn't been able to, the rice in the bag trick didn't work.
Right.
6:12 a.m.
Hey, LB kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the benefits of playing for the Bruins back in the 80s? You got to eat all the ho-hos and ding-dongs you wanted.
End of message. 6:18 a.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Hollandia and to the sauces for which we stand, one continent, under God, with pizzas, liberty, and cinnamon rolls for all.
End of message.
Excellent. Well done.
Excellent.
Well done.
Pretty good country, Hollandia. We're trying to be able to clear the forest to get down to the dock so we can start trading with Marco Polo and other nations. But we can't clear any more forest until we get into the Iron Age. We're still stuck in the Bronze Age.
There's no like rare white owl living there that they're banning you from.
No. There's no environmental concern or anything like that.
Carbon credits don't exist in Hollandia.
Oh, okay.
6:54 a.m.
This message is for Gene Edward Hill. What's the G stand for? Grossly out of shape.
End of message.
Hey, listen, I gotta tell you, I beg to differ. Hey,
well,
kids cutting it. Hey, listen, for your age,
I take
it all day, every day.
Well, listen, I was at an event the other night. The amazing people at Eastern Standard Provisions were having a party to celebrate their new pretzel line.
Sure.
Do you like the pretzels?
Yes.
These pretzels,
all day, every day.
These pretzels are to die for, and they have dipping sauces of a variety of nature. And ran into my friend Stuart from Mr. Sid's.
Stuart,
and he was with another dude who's a regular listener of the program. And the guy goes, "Hey, first of all, hands normal size. I don't know what you're talking about. What people are talking about. Secondly, you look like you're in fantastic shape." He said, "He said I look like a 28 year old man." Speaking of being in shape. And being a 20-something-year-old man, we are now joined by my former bestie, Julian Bubbs Edelman, who is ready to tell you all about 100% Julian Edelman on Showtime on Friday night. And, J.E., welcome to the program.
Guys, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I miss you.
Same here.
We miss you.
I mean, I do. I got to tell you, we've had our ups and downs, but I do miss. I miss some of our conversations.
You know, it ties into kind of like the overlay of what this documentary is about. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be low points. There's always going to be some sort of adversity.
Yes. Right?
But when you deal with that and you work your way out of that and you really put all your time and energy in the process and getting to that focal point of where you want to go, that stuff doesn't, you know, it just only makes you stronger. It'll make us stronger.
Well, I mean, essentially you started this after the injury, and I'm wondering, you know, what made you decide that you wanted to do this? Because I could see you being like, all right, I'm hurt and I'm going to have to go through the rehab and all that, and I really want to focus on that. What made you decide that you wanted to chronicle all of this?
So I kind of fell into it, Greg.
We, you know, Asaf, my business partner with Coast Productions. We have a production company together. And in 2017, he came up to me during that playoff run, and he said, "We should get some footage of this, and see what we can do." You know, and you know, I wasn't about that. It was messing with my routine, and I was a little too superstitious for that. You know, and then after that, he comes to me after we go and win the Super Bowl. He goes, "That would have been pretty good content." And, you know, I was like, "Yeah, whatever. But we'll do something another time." And then, you know, going into the next year, I tore my ACL, and Asaf kind of swindles in the room. And then we go, and he says, "You want to do this?" And
Bubs, we got to dump out of you and the F-bombs.
Well, Frank's not happy Frank's not happy.
I'm on my way to do something right now. I got a person over here who budged me, and I don't know, my bad. So we were lucked into it, and he came to me, and I was like, "I don't know about this." And after a while thinking about it and seeing how much time I was going to have, like what a perfect opportunity to open up with my creativity and try to pursue this and kind of see where it goes. And we'll just get some footage. And if we don't like it, we don't like it. And we just throw it away. And one thing led to another. It snowballed. And, you know, we were able to form something that we think is pretty cool and different and we're proud of. Sorry, guys. Am I going to get in trouble for that or fined?
No. We are. You won't get fined for it. I mean, if you're, you know, you can drop. You're Julian Edelman. You can drop F bombs on the radio, and we're the ones who get in trouble for it. Don't worry about it. A texter wants to know if.
Oh my God, my dad's going to get so mad at me about this.
I know. Frank is going to be pissed. Frank is going to be.
I mean, will you control yourself, God, bro?
Well, listen, in the trailer, Frank actually says that, or appears to say that for you growing up, kind of the way that you interacted with him was abusive. I don't know if like he's joking or not, but I mean, is that kind of like a part of this, like the way that he drove you when it came to sports?
I mean, that's a huge part. A huge part of this documentary is the story between me and my father and you know, the history of where that came from and where a lot of my life values and work ethic has all come from. And it's come from my dad, and he was definitely very tough on me. But the fact is, you know, and now's day and age, it would probably be somewhat, you know, you have child services call because, you know, he was very involved and very yelling and loud. And, you know, that's just how it was in my day. But, you know, looking back on it, I appreciated it. And I wouldn't be where I'm at without it. And, you know, that's the kind of parenting I needed as an individual. And he recognized that very well. And that's just how it was in our house. And, you know, I don't think anything was wrong with it, but it was definitely a tough spot. My dad was, you know, he was learning on his own. He didn't have a father, so you know, he did it all off of what he saw and thought.
Speaking of that, do we get to see you being a dad in the documentary?
You definitely, yeah. We got some shots of my little baby girl in there. You know, it was pretty crazy because it was the first time I was able to go and spend Thanksgiving with my family when I was hurt for the first time since, I want to say, high school, so about 14 years. And, you know, it was the first time Lily got to go down to the Bay or go up to the Bay Area and hang out with all our family. And it was just, there's some definitely cool interactions with Lily about.
Oh, that's awesome.
A texter wants to know if it's called 100%. Because you 100% mention everyone in the documentary who's in your life except Greg.
Oh. So butthurt.
Wow.
God.
Wow. Is this a real texture, or did you guys have a producer in the back write this question to try to get a little simp?
I mean, you got basically, near as I could tell, you got Portnoy in there. You got Mark Wahlberg. You got Besty. You got Snoop Dogg. I mean, maybe like a 30-second acknowledgement or something like that. I mean, I would have gone anywhere to film.
So, how come Greg Hill was not in? Did you not send the memo? I was trying to get him into the.
Yeah, I messed up. Wait, Bubs.
I'm trying to handle this, Greg. Wait up 1 second. So, I mean, did you not send him the email? Oh, the email's lost. Check your inbox.
Yeah.
Check your inbox. I heard you're notoriously known to not check email. Or we may have got the different account. Was it underscore Greg Hill? No, I don't know.
Too many details. AIM?
What do you?
I hate you.
Hey, do you consider the injury and the aftermath of that to be the biggest challenge that you have faced so far in life?
Yeah, to this point, but it's so crazy because, you know, I've had injuries and I've had things happen in my life where when it's all said and done, that year's in the books, you kind of look back and you're like, man, that was a hard year. That was like the hardest year of my life. And then, you know, the next year comes. And I think that's just life in general. There's always going to be something you're going to have to overcome. There's always going to be some sort of low point, because that's just how it goes in life. There's always, if something goes up, it's coming down, and it can go back up. You know, it's just on how you deal with those times, which really shows your character.
Hey, Bubs, LB, your other BFF. Are you amazed, you know, because you've dealt with injuries, are you amazed at how medical technology has advanced through your career?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you definitely are appreciative of, you know, all the physical therapists you've worked with and the knowledge that they have and the techniques that they use nowadays, because, you know, back in the day it was probably a little different. You know, that was a pretty career ending type injury. And I've had a few of those types, and, you know, with modern day and just the years of experience that these people have had and the trial and error, it's definitely benefiting us.
Snoop Dogg is in the documentary, and Snoop reads a document. Is that correct? Is that what Snoop does in this thing?
Yeah, he reads something.
We don't want to. I mean, should we reveal?
That's called a teaser. That's called a teaser.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, good job. You know, as a producer, you got to give teasers.
Oh, where did you learn that, Julian?
You know what? It's an inside technique that, you know, I inside trick I found.
Oh,
I think the proper answer would be I learned it by watching you, Dad.
If I don't ask a couple football questions, I'm going to be accused of delivering all softballs to you this morning. So, have you and Tom have you guys worked out yet this off season?
Yeah, we've worked out a few times, you know, and potentially we have some more coming up here soon. So, you know, yeah, yes.
And Tom does appear in 100% Julian Edelman, correct?
I'm hoping he does. You know, I'm just hoping we can get him in there and sneak him in for a little bit. But who knows? Who knows?
What is your professional guess on Gronk and whether or not he comes back?
I don't know. Maybe like 11% could or couldn't. I honestly, you hope he does and everything, but it's time to think of worst case scenario. He doesn't, and you got to kind of move on. and worry about the guys that are there right now and inform our 2019 team. So that's one of those things where you're definitely going to miss the guy for a whole number of reasons.
And do you talk to Josh Gordon?
I've liked a couple of his Instagram posts. So kind of like in this day and age, that's talking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's talking.
Right. Right. That's talking, right? Millennium. Millennial. I'm a millennial, guys.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I mean, he's somebody that you'd like to see back.
I mean, he's a really good football player, and of course you'd want someone that could help your team. But it goes into that same bucket as that worry about the guys that we have right now. And another thing, you just kind of hope that, you know, he's doing better in his own life and with everything that he's dealing with. You hope for the best. So that's kind of a loaded question. That's a loaded question.
Bubs, here's a question from a 508 texter who is a female who says, the ladies of this show need to know one thing. Is dating a regular girl ever an option, or is being a supermodel a requirement? That is a 508 texter.
What kind of question is that? You know the answer.
What do you mean, Danielle?
Yeah, Bubs and I are going out next week.
Well,
okay.
Maybe, but Bubs loves you, Danielle. Maybe.
I know, and I love Bubs, but I mean, the guy's high profile. He deserves to have a high profile woman.
Okay.
Well, Danielle, it's not about that.
It's not about that. it's about a connection.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of what you do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sense of humor.
Julian, you look for connection when you're in your 40s, not when you're in your early 30s and a superstar
right?
stud.
I'm like, what chick goes out in her 20s on a Friday night looking for like some fat slob that's a great guy with a nice car and a nice house and full bank account, whatever.
Yeah, 401k plan.
Right.
That's a great conversation Friday at a bar.
Do you have health insurance?
All right, so tomorrow or Friday night at 9 on Showtime, it is the debut of 100% Julian Edelman, and it follows Julian from the injury through the Super Bowl and being MVP. I think the only real criticism I've seen about it is people are wondering how deep you get into reason for suspension and stuff like that. Were you conscious of information that you were going to share, how you weren't going to, how did you guys approach that?
You know, I think we went into it as much as we thought we should.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've already addressed that situation a whole bunch. So, you know, like I said, I let a lot of people down. And, you just gotta say, it will never happen. It can't happen again. It won't happen again. And you move forward.
You didn't let me down, Bubs.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well,
don't beat yourself up, kid.
Been here since the beginning, pal.
You have.
You know, the river of friendship ebbs and flows, but it always gets to the same destination.
How soon after this call-ins are you going to text him again about not being in the documentary?
Well, he could have included me.
You're so butthurt.
Like 30 seconds.
Oh,
I mean,
honestly,
what would have 30 seconds been to you? I mean, really.
I'm really disappointed in Asaf for getting the email mixed up.
Yeah. Pass the buck, guy.
Yeah.
Blame the producer. Sorry.
Blame the producer. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing, Bubs. You could have. You know, you can still maybe throw 30 seconds of B-roll in.
Yes.
Like Hill dog mowing your lawn.
Great point.
Skimming the pool.
How about a quick re-edit before the airing on Friday night? Do you think Showtime would they be up for that?
Let me get back to you. Let me get back to you.
Nod and smile,
Bob. Immediately after this call.
All right.
I'm going to call.
Well, listen, I for one I for one, can't wait to see it. And congrats on this. Congrats on everything. And a big, where are we going to see you today? You've been all over. Where are you heading today?
Today we are going to Hashtag to sit up on a panel. Mm. And then I think we're doing some ESPN.
Oh, nice. Awesome. All right. Well, listen, can't wait to see it. Thanks for checking in. And we'll be watching on Friday night. All right.
Definitely. I can't wait to see it. See you too, bro. I can't wait to see you.
Yes. Go ahead, LB.
I was just going to say, Bubs, tell Hannah Storm LB wants a little something, something.
What?
Okay. Hannah Storm, ESPN, what? Smoke.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hot. Hot coach.
Yeah.
Drop a dime for me, guys.
Hannah Storm.
Oh, boy.
Tell Leslie Visser the kid is interested.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll send you we're going to send you a bill on the F-bomb, though. All right? Can you write a check for the F-bomb fine?
Yeah, Asaf, can you give me the email?
Very good.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, actually, we MySpace you. It's on your MySpace.
Oh, okay, excellent. Good. It's on MySpace. All right. That's fantastic. All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. All right.
There's Julian Edelman.
It is awesome.
I mean, I did my best. People were calling it a softball interview. I wasn't asking the tough question. I mean,
you
asked
about the suspension.
I did my best.
I mean, that's the only hardball you got to throw is the suspension.
I did my best.
After that, you will not make the Blu-ray bonus features, though. I'm sorry.
A texter feels like he did not give a ringing endorsement of Josh Gordon. But I think that's more a Patriot Way answer than it is Julian Edelman opinion on Josh Gordon answer.
I thought he was pretty honest. What else are you going to say about Josh Gordon? He's got to get his act together.
Right.
I mean, that's simple, stupid.
Yeah. So Friday night, 9 o'clock, showtime. It is 100% Julian Edelman, and we'll be right back. Oh, I can address this text from a 617 texter who says that the Bubs Edelman interview was horrifically embarrassing.
Relax. It wasn't horrifically embarrassing. Second of all, that person bitches about everything every single day. Like, there's always complainerton over here. There's always a one line about everybody and everything we do on the show.
Embarrassing? Well, I don't get it.
Was it that they wanted more, would the person want more questions about the suspension? Or what was... I mean, what was horrifically embarrassing?
Did he believe that awkwardness was real when you were grilling him about not being in the trailer?
I suppose that's maybe they don't get the.
Can we just take a step back for a second?
Yes.
I don't want to pull back the curtain too far, Greg, but with your permission here, I'd like to explain a little the Greg and Bubs not liking each other thing.
Yes.
Right.
Is
it a bit for the radio?
Yes, they get along just fine.
Oh, it's a bit for the
radio. Do you think that the drama on the Kardashians is real? Did you think Jam Scams were?
All right.
It's a bit.
Okay. Have you ever watched Bar Rescue?
Oh, Danielle, we used to be besties. Now we hate each other.
No, stop it, okay? If you hated each other, we wouldn't come on this little pithy-ass show while doing a media circuit of, like, major networks.
There's people who believe that he somehow had to be on the show this morning. And that's why it was awkward. The guy has so far been on Good Morning America, ESPN, mm-hmm. Colbert last mm-hmm. night, yep. and the Hillman Morning Show.
Right.
Not
the pantheon of media outlets.
Yes,
right?
Yes, as a part of the media blitz.
Yes.
Speaking of the Kardashians, I saw that Kim Kardashian is being accused of misusing or I guess maybe appropriating the culture in an inappropriate racial manner because of her new line of Kardashian kimonos.
Oh God!
And so apparently, apparently there are many who are very upset about that.
Yes.
Now the kimono is it the ceremonial dress in Japan, or
it's very significant? I mean,
would this be akin to a reality star in another country creating a line of jorts, because jorts are the official ceremonial clothing of America? Yeah.
Kimonos are like robes. They're like a silk wrap-around robe.
Yeah. Yes.
There's different levels. There's like super formal ones, and then there's casual ones.
But this is
jorts. Right.
This is what I love about this story. They're not even actual kimonos. It's kimono intimates. It's a line of shapewear. And it's a play on her name, like Kim Ono. People are freaking out.
Kim Ono.
It's not like she came out with a line of elaborate actual kimonos and is like,
sure,
let's get the, you know, her next beauty line is going to be geisha face paint. Like, it's not. Uh-huh. She's being soundly criticized.
Oh, boy.
For being ignorant.
That's
She's cringing all the way to the bank, by the way.
Exactly.
On all this,
right.
She doesn't care. I mean, she's a...
Because nobody in Japan wears blue jeans.
Back
another Brinks truck up.
Right.
I don't think they care much over there.
I don't think... I didn't hear these same people complaining about the Louis Vuitton kimono bag that was released.
All right, today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 75 for a high today. And it is 68 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Tomorrow looks beautiful, which is good news for the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies and is happening out at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club. Heads up on the Great Helicopter Golf Ball Drop. Golf balls are selling rapidly. We are giving away $5,000 cash.
Woo! Cha-ching.
For one of you. Very simple. You go to thegreghillfoundation.org and you buy a golf ball for $20 or several golf balls if you're feeling lucky. And then tomorrow morning at 11:30, live on my Instagram, live on the Greg Hill Foundation Facebook page, I'm guessing probably live on all kinds of WAAF social media channels. We will show you as the every single golf ball is dropped out of the helicopter and onto a green. And one of those balls will end up either closest to the pin or in the hole. And the owner of said ball will win $5,000 in a bag of cash. If you want, the prize is $5,000. Or 13,000 gold coins in dominations.
Oh my God.
A lot of people are asking about the odds.
Yes.
There's only going to be 1,000 golf balls sold if we get there. And we are currently, I just got an update from Adam over at the foundation. Hold on, let me get my phone out here. We have sold 643 of those golf balls.
Oh, you better get on it because that went up quick.
That went up real quick.
So if someone was smart, they buy the rest of the balls.
What? That's a massive investment.
No, it's not. $372.
No, it's $20. No,
$20 a ball.
$20 a ball?
300 times 20. Yeah. You're talking about $6,000. They would
not
spend
a
six.
ROI.
Okay, so I'd probably get 100 balls.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty, well, that'd 2000. Be two. Yeah, $2,000
yeah,
investment
to win
five.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to win.
Yeah. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And get your golf balls and walk away with five. You don't have to be there to win, obviously. So, and as I said earlier, follow me on Instagram so you can catch the Instagram live from the golf tournament. GregHill107 is how you would follow me on Instagram. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Well, in Sarasota, they're going to be offering yoga classes with lions and tigers.
Bad idea. From the get-go,
yes.
this sounds like something that came up in a brainstorm session where the rule was there are no bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds to me like are they doing it at a zoo or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, there's an animal sanctuary that's holding this.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, they have 50 big cats in enclosures.
Uh-huh.
A recent session sold out very quickly. It's called the Big Cat Habitat and Gulf Coast Sanctuary. And the intent is to provide people with exercise of body and mind and also give them an up-close experience of lions, tigers, and other big cats. Oh, my, no bears. I'm sorry. Erica Kane has been practicing her yoga for about 4 years, and she's the lead instructor at the classes, which take place every fourth Saturday of the month.
It's an interesting way to get people who may have never practiced yoga before, and they're here in this unique environment. Sometimes walking into a studio can be a little intimidating, but we create this really special environment here surrounded by the tigers.
Wait a second. Walking into a yoga studio can be intimidating, but doing yoga with lions and tigers is not going to be intimidating.
Man-eating animals.
Yeah, it's freeing.
I have a hard time relaxing my pelvic muscles.
Are the tigers participating in the yoga so they can relax, so they can be fully... Are they doing downward tiger No, thank you. I mean, I say no to yoga classes anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
But... I'm getting severe pressure from Julia Hill about the Goose Rocks July 4th 5K, which I am unprepared for.
You haven't been running?
No, I'm completely unprepared, and I don't believe. I feel like that may be the end of me if I did that.
Well,
you can't quit, kid. Don't give up. Just stay with it. Yeah. Do just one 5K like every 2 weeks.
As we learned, Greg, a couple of spinach salads, you'll be ready to go, man.
Yeah, that's right. What's next? Water yoga on the Cape with the seals?
Yes.
That's what a 617 texter says. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, here's a 760 text, Danielle. Where is the area code 760 from?
That would be from... hold on. California. Southern California.
Okay.
SoCal.
Happy Cali. Love it out there.
So California says, Greg, let's be domination friends.
Of course you can be friends.
Here's a 781 text that says, Greg, why don't you set your daughter up with Bubs? Do I have to tell you everything? No. I love Bubs. I love him. But I don't see that happening.
No.
Not my job to set my daughter up with anybody. These people live their own lives. They're grown-ups.
Right. We don't arrange any marriages over at the Hill household.
22 years old. All right, what else is in the news today?
Speaking of terrifying animal irrational fears, there's now a woman in New York doing snake massage.
What?
Yes.
Snake massage?
She calls herself Serpentessa. It's $300 an hour. And in that massage, she will place her three boa constrictors on you, let them slither around. No one's ever been hurt, Shu, doing it. But she explains what the benefits are of this type of massage.
Enjoy them and feel them on you.
You know, they tone and stimulate the vagus nerve in our body. And that releases endorphins and oxytocin. Those are the feel-good hormones. You know, there are no guarantees with a wild animal. You are the one that's going to choose whether it's safe for you or not. So no one has ever been hurt by any of my boa constrictors.
I mean, these two stories just prove that people will pay for anything. Like, if they see something on Instagram... Yep. And some influencer says that this is the next big thing. You're going to have poisonous, deadly snakes performing a couples massage on you and Fred. And it's only $150. I mean, that's not a very happy ending, I don't think.
I like if a wild animal is going to be friendly. No, I'm pretty sure that the wild animal decides walk into the room.
Yeah, but you got to give her credit for finding her way.
Her niche.
$300 an hour.
Right?
I mean, not for nothing. Who wants to go see an acupuncture dude and you get stuck with like 1,000 needles?
Right.
I mean, that's just as crazy. But everybody thinks that's fine.
I don't see her here on Rub Maps.
It's a different app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the snake is in a different position at those places. The snake is doing the snake is rubbing on the masseuse.
Just one snake,
I think, in that scenario.
Hashtag just one snake.
Well, all right. So basically, you can do yoga in an enclosure with tigers and lions. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty safe. And then you could go get a massage and a couple of boa constrictors, rattlers, copperheads. Can you pick the poisonous the poisonous snake that you want?
Like, I guess
if you want to have a rattlesnake massaging your back,
maybe you want to get less threatening and just go for a milk snake.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah,
maybe you won't even have enough time.
I don't think so, but
we'll all right. And beyond.
Well, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
It is 8:55.
Just bought five more balls. You people better get on it.
Jeez, you can't. You're but drunk. Are you drunk shopping right now?
No, it's like the 50-50 raffle at the Bruins. I feel like you get a few numbers at the beginning while you're at the game. Then you go online later on from the Garden and get a few more later numbers, you know, spread it out a little.
All right. Well, you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org and invest $20. Won't cost you $300 like the snake massage. It's just $20, and you might win $5,000 cash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.